Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
He tweets at Richard Tweese. Thought it was clever in the beginning.
30 years ago when Twitter started. Yeah.
It was clever then, and it became not clever. Now it's just tough and confusing.
Tricky Dick is not available either.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, someone else has it.
Well, once again, the Nixon thing might take over you if you do at Tricky Dick.
And then Richard Reese is some, I don't know, he's some government dude or something.
Oh, he had that originally? No, had Richard, you picked Richard Tweese before he picked Richard Reese?
Well, Richard Reese, it was already picked.
Oh, it was.
And then at the time, he hadn't tweeted in like forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, give it up, man.
give it up. He's with us this morning.
You didn't reach out to him to see if you could have that?
I haven't. I should.
Yeah. You should.
But, he runs some company, so it's not going to be cheap.
No, he'll probably keep it. Yeah. Exactly. Craig's in the house. Sports a little bit later on, Petey.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
It is George Lopez's birthday today. Comedian, television star.
Well-known alcoholic, too. That dude drinks and falls down a lot.
Is he?
Yeah. Remember that? He was up at the casino
about six months ago.
Yeah,
he did have an incident.
Did a show at the casino, got wasted at the tables, fell down, got up, no problem.
Exactly.
Love that joke. What drinking problem? Drink, fall down, get up, no problem.
It's George Lopez's birthday. It is Valerie Bertinelli's birthday.
Who's older, huh?
Because you might remember her from One Day at a Time or from being married to Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Isn't she on the Food Network? Hosts a couple of Food Network shows now?
I'm not familiar with that. She was also on Hot in Cleveland.
Who's older, right?
The question is, who's older? Valerie Bertinelli or George Lopez?
Valerie Bertinelli is probably 58. And Lopez actually might be younger. But you know what? He's been around a long time himself. You know, he wasn't a young star.
No.
So I'll just say Lopez is older.
I'm going to go with Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah, I think Valerie. And you're right, Todd. Valerie's Home Cooking on Food Network.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen her on that or the cooking channel, whatever its companion channel is.
Who's older?
Anybody else going to try? Valerie Bertinelli or George Lopez?
I'm a Lopez, too.
Valerie Bertinelli is 59 today.
All right. I was close.
George Lopez is 58.
Oh!
Yeah.
She wears it better. But, you know, that's because she's a hot chick.
I think there's less drinking than falling down with Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah, that was Eddie's gig.
Although she put on a few pounds at one time, and I think she lost it.
We're such pigs. You know? Although she was fat at one point, now she looks pretty damn good. Marie Osmond looks good, though. She's on the Weight Watchers commercials,
Now, they still show pictures of her when she...
50 pounds heavier, right?
Yeah.
Had more.
Right. Heft. Heft. They like that term.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I think Valerie Bertinelli was doing Nutrisystem or Weight Watchers.
Yeah, she did it too.
Yeah. She endorsed one of those.
Yeah.
Could have been anything. The metric...
Lay off me, I'm starving!
The Metrics Lab.
You broads out there, way to stay thin for us dudes there. We'll try to do the same.
No, we won't. We work too hard.
Pigs. Men are pigs.
Gals.
You gals.
I was thinking of Petey. Because somebody had written me an email, and I assumed that you didn't talk about it because, no, of course, nobody had her in the death pool. But she was some lady who grew up in Topeka, golfed at KU, was very prominent, like an LPGA pioneer.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known
that. And the quote from her, her name was Marilyn Smith. The quote from her was back in 2000, "Well, I wish I was around when they were handing out paychecks like the gals are getting now."
Oh, she said it. Yeah, the gals.
Yeah. Because those gals can make some money.
They can.
If they play good golf these days.
Did she throw in the word Asian gals? No, China girls are making a lot of cash.
Well, that was back in 2000 when Annika Sorenstam.
Okay.
Those Swedish gals.
Swedish.
Yeah.
Now it's a Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That
Brooke Anderson.
Yeah, yeah. Canadians. But a lot of Asians.
A lot, yeah, yes, yeah.
Like, my girl, Porn Fat.
Porn Fat.
Yeah.
Pornanong Fat Loom from Thailand.
Porn Fat for sure.
She should marry Barn Rat. She should marry the Barn Rat guy because he's a Filipino guy, too, right?
I think they're homies. They were at the Masters watching him.
Porn Fat Barn Rat would be her name.
Porn Fat was watching the Barn Rat.
Her name would be Porn Fat Barn Rat. Not exactly a sexy name.
Or F a Barn Rat.
Right. Right, because that's just the last two syllables of his last name.
Yeah, Barn Rat.
He has an even longer last name than that.
A-P-H-I, Barn Rat.
Half a Barn Rat.
Yeah. Half a Barn Rat.
You got it. Nailed it. Good job.
Porn Fat Half a Barn Rat. That's not a sexy name. Maybe over there it is.
It might be.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, you don't know.
Doesn't translate well for us.
The Metrics Lab MSS U.S. Bartender Influencer Study asked nearly 10,000 U.S. bartenders.
All right, Petey.
To rank all the major spirits brands by the frequency that they recommend them to customers.
That depends what kind of bar you're in, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever recommend Jaeger to people?
Yeah, but dude, your bar is not what you'd call a specialty bar, so you can recommend whatever.
Most people, you know, in my experience where I've worked, they know what they want.
Yeah. Right.
They don't care what I'm recommending. Yeah. You know, sometimes I can slip them something else or whatever.
They say, surprise me.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, and that's fine. I'm ready for that. Yeah. That's whatever. I mean, like, if people can't decide, I'll help them decide. Right. Here's your warm Jack Daniels. No, I'm just kidding.
With a hair in it.
Right. With a human hair.
Now, I didn't realize that there was such a thing as a bartender influencer, but it makes sense that there are.
Well, they're right there.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
They define influencers as those individuals in a profession who make recommendations to consumers on what brand of product they should buy.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that will come into the bar and they really don't feel like drinking that night, and it's a bartender's job to make them feel like drinking.
Who goes in a bar and doesn't feel like drinking?
Nobody.
Exactly.
You'd be surprised, actually. Like, they're like, I don't know. I had so much last night. Like,
why the hell are you here?
Twist my arm.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take long to get, you know, here's a water. You think about it. I'll be back.
Now, they've got all kinds of categories here. You know, what do bartenders recommend for cordials and cognacs and scotches and flavored spirits and gins and rums and that sort of thing?
Yeah. All
right. However.
Yum.
Yeah, mix them all.
However, as a shot, the number one alcoholic beverage that bartenders apparently recommend.
Hold on. Petey, what would your number one be? Somebody had to recommend. I need a shot, Petey.
Whiskey with a hair.
Okay, now then, I'm going.
Can I go to? Can I guess the poll? And like, my recommendation would be something out of a freezer, something just ice cold some energy drink, you know, like, whatever you like.
Okay. Right.
That would be my
recommendation.
Just
the spirit. Not what goes with it.
My guess on
straight.
A shot. Oh, and this is a shot.
A shot.
It's got to be whiskey.
Want a shot of something.
I'm going to say tequila.
Yeah, I was going to say tequila.
Would your guess be different than what you would actually recommend?
Yes.
Okay.
And on this, there is actually a specific one.
Crown
a
Apple.
Brand.
Crown Apple.
No.
Patron.
Jack.
Bam.
Patron or Jack?
Petey mentioned it already.
Oh, the warm
Tyler
Jack?
Tyler just mentioned it. Jack Daniels.
Warm Jack Daniels.
They don't mention it warm.
Just a Jack, yeah.
But Jack Daniels,
you can't go wrong with a shot of Jack.
I tell you what, I don't pour much. I have not over the years. It only like in a cocktail, like guys that want their Jack and Coke drink,
right, right.
And the gals that want Jack and Coke,
yeah, are fun.
Keep them in in view. Like, wait, where'd she go? Where'd she go? Is she behind me? Oh my God.
Her shoes are off. She's in the parking lot.
She only came with one shoe.
Anyway,
showed up with one shoe.
Something bad about to happen.
Jack, yeah.
That's the best when they show up to the bar drunk.
Yeah.
And the as far as an overall spirit, not necessarily just a shot, but the number one overall spirit that bartenders will recommend.
Fireball.
It used to be.
Really?
Yeah, oh, up until 2017.
I would have thought that would have been kind of low on the list. Right.
It used to be up until 2017.
Yeah. Can't you get Fireball?
The same thing for the shot.
Whiskey makes me frisky.
Hey. Yeah, it does.
If you eat some hot tamales and then swig some Jack Daniels, isn't that the same thing?
It's kind of Jack Fire there. Yeah.
It's cinnamon-flavored whiskey, isn't it?
Fireball is. Yeah.
And it's hot.
Whiskey isn't disables it? My dinky.
Yeah. Not particularly.
No, spicy. Sorry, Todd.
Cinnamony.
That was for my whiskey podcast. I don't drink much whiskey, but I do a podcast about
whiskey
it.
Disables my dinky. So we don't give Todd whiskey.
Don't even rhyme.
How many of those do you got, Todd? Like those little sayings.
Yeah.
I was on about the fourth segment there.
Whiskey makes me frisky.
There you go.
So what's the other one?
And the number one overall spirit that bartenders will recommend is apparently Patron tequila.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm not doing cruise ships, because of Patron.
They recommended too much of it for you?
Oh, man. He recommended himself.
Yeah.
And cameras in the hallway.
Self-diagnosis. I know they're still looking at that video.
Oh, they're laughing. Check out this comedian. You are the orientation for new comedians.
don't
be this guy.
Don't walk the plank.
I drink whiskey every day and suck a bunch of fingers. I don't know.
Okay.
No idea why I said that.
I don't know either, but it's kind of hot.
Yep. Just don't do it at the bar.
The number one vodka that bartenders recommend.
Vodka.
Is Grey Goose.
Yeah. Goose. That's because it costs
whether or not it shouldn't be, or whether or not it should be, that's is fine. Up for debate.
I order Goose or Sky, whatever they got.
You're wrong.
A lot of people call for Tito's these days constantly,
do
Todd.
They?
Yeah.
Of course, Bacardi for rum, Bombay Sapphire for gin.
Mm.
Used to be Hendrix. And
yummy.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday, too. Making Todd want a drink. Me, too.
Yeah. Not just Todd.
Yeah, I know. Me, too.
Yeah, well, what is your favorite spirit to shoot?
Shoot.
Yes, to shoot.
Oh, God. Shit, I don't like
tequila
shots. Ooh,
the looks on both of their faces. Yeah. Did you see that?
You're going to have a shot. If you're going to have a shot, and a lot of people do, what is your shot of choice?
I don't like shots because
sometimes,
I'm a professional drinker.
What if you're
just
starting out and you have a drink that you're afraid is a little wimpy?
Every drink.
And you order an extra shot. Do you dump it in the into the drink or just have it separate?
That's how I do my margaritas anymore because they're too weak.
If I'm eating Mexican, I will not have a margarita if I don't feel like too much sugar, and I'll just sip on a nice shot of tequila.
I can't sip tequila.
But I won't shoot it.
Flavor of it.
I will sip on it.
I like the buzz.
A nice añejo.
Right.
Yeah. No. That's probably my choice.
That's not
too.
Shooting it, though.
No, it's not.
That's not shooting it. It is drinking it straight.
My problem is I don't like shots anyway. And then it's usually later in the night, and some dudes, younger guys, recognize me. Dollars, do shots.
Let's do shots.
And my wife goes, no, because she knows how bad I'm going to feel like in an hour. Plus, I'm drunk when they yell that at you, too.
That's got to be so impressive that you don't even get to answer either.
Well, I don't. Well, it's my excuse now, though.
Yeah, I know. That's perfect.
And I love it.
That's perfect.
I love it because that way, because all guys understand that. Yeah, I get it.
The missus. No ball and chain.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Your balls are in her purse.
Right. See, they are. I'm glad.
One of the last times I was offered shots was by Todd.
Oh, yeah?
My wife and
you know
I...
Why? You know why?
Whiskey makes me frisky.
No. It was vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Vodka shot. You remember this night, Todd?
Vodka shot is easy to do. No, I will do that if I have to.
We gave Todd a ride home from a wedding.
Oh, yeah?
And we get back to his house. You guys want to come in for a drink? And he just grabs the handle at Tito's and one shot glass and starts pouring shot. Yeah, knocks one back, pours another one. Here, you want one? Okay, we're doing shots of vodka.
All right, there you go.
With one shot glass. Not three, one.
That's one more than you need.
You saying just use the bottle?
Exactly.
Swig off the bottle.
It's like we're having a little communion.
Yeah.
That's right.
Powwow.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
We were like two in. Here, let's go. I'm like, no, Todd, I got to go. This is not a good idea.
But I obviously wanted to express my gratitude.
It was, yeah. Yeah, we had left a wedding that your wife was out of town and you rode with us.
But shots back in the day and usually involved puking if you were young, in your 20s. You know, you're in college, everybody starts doing shots. Somebody's going to puke. So I don't need shots.
Because they're shooting something sweet.
Right. Or well, just even, no. Just
like drink Fireball.
Yeah. Kamikaze. You should drink a lot of kamikaze. Of course, that's a mixed drink. But you pour them out as kamikazes.
Or cheap tequila.
Drank a lot of kamikazes in college. Yeah. Puked a lot, too.
I probably had a shot or two of Fireball at some radio station party a couple years ago.
It's terrible.
And Jaeger's worse, and they're both bad.
Yeah. There are a couple of band friends of ours that drank a lot of cheap tequila. We would occasionally join in with them.
Yeah, but then usually, a lot of times that was the tequila grabbed out of the golf bag 4 hours into the afternoon. So
warm
it was
tequila.
Warm. Yeah. Almost hot. Ugh.
Mm. With a human hair in it.
Oh, yeah. You're lucky. That was the best thing about
you're lucky.
It.
So I had someone tell me the other day that they were going to invite me to their gender reveal party.
Are you kidding me? Because we joke about how bad none of us want to go to one of these.
Well, that's why he was going to invite me to their gender reveal party.
And they're having one?
Is because he knew how much I hate it.
Yeah.
And he has heard this. Now, I don't know if he was serious. But I fear it.
What is the, how are they going to do this? A dunk in a basketball, hitting a softball?
I think it's happened already.
Who's a redneck that peeled out, that one?
I think it's happened already.
There's a guy that peels out and pink smoke flies out of his hot rod in the mid-70s.
All right. Shooting a pinata.
Now that would be more fun.
Right.
Except for the fires that follow.
Yeah.
They should just have a cake and like either a male stripper or a female stripper hops out. And that's what you're having. There you go. Make it an adult thing. The guys aren't going to want a boy at that point. That'd be the only time the guys be pissed off. Oh, brick, it's a boy. Because some guy gets out all oiled up. You know what I'm talking about, puss. That way you make
now
it.
That would be a better gender reveal party.
I just top of my head, I'm something. Make it more adult, make it a party. There's a cake rolled out. Something's jumping out.
You got to.
And if it's a hot chick, you're having a girl. That's great. Look how she's freaking hot.
Somebody needs to come out in their birthday
suit. It'll get weird right away.
Yeah, real weird real quick.
You got any ones?
And are you setting a bad omen for your future daughter by having a stripper at the
keep them off the pole.
Gender reveal.
Will Smith always said that. No, Chris Rock said that. That's your job, keep them off the pole.
Chris Rock.
Keep them clear heels away from them.
So that would work. Do you believe? So is he actually pregnant, him and his wife?
I think it's long over.
Oh, okay.
He was just messing with me because he had heard us go off, me specifically, go off about gender reveal parties and gender reveals and gender in general, and thought it would be funny to invite me. To see me squirm and get out of that situation.
That's the new thing right now.
Jenna Bush Hager is she's new on the Today Show now.
She's the blonde Bush,
kid,
right?
And they had to do a gender reveal yesterday.
Yeah. They had to.
Apparently, they had to.
She knew what it was.
So
that's not
the
what
rest of us didn't.
What'd they do? What'd they do?
I don't know.
They found out if it was a boy.
I know, but how they do it?
I don't know how they did it. But they did a gender reveal.
You hit the clay pigeon and pink flies out. That'd be kind of cool.
I think it was balloons or something and whatever color.
That's no fun. You got to have stuff that blows up.
Right.
Whatever color balloon, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's right. There's one of those that the guy fires something and lights the yard on fire, right? That's a famous gender reveal. Yeah, some necks. Yeah. The neck ones I like because it's either a car spinning out or like a shotgun into the woods and everything lights on fire.
Yeah, there was one of them that they like. They had like a pound of C4 and it registered on the Richter scale and lit a bunch of stuff on fire.
And they all run towards it with water.
They should fill up like a mystery joint, and like if it's a boy, it's weed, and if it's a girl, like it's PCP.
That's even better.
You've been smoking.
That's a good idea.
Exactly.
Too.
You know, when you think boy, you think weed. When you think girl, you think PCP.
Well, at least Richard does. At least Richard does. That's Richard Reese, by the way.
I forgot there were drugs assigned to certain genders. Who knew?
PCP. Oh boy, we're going to a gender reveal. I hope it's a girl.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.